And it's the story of a man. He was a pastor, it's what I call a minister in a Baptist church, with two boys. The oldest is 10 years and the youngest 7. So on a Saturday morning, the youngest, who is 7 years old, you know, asked his dad. He said, "Daddy, every Sunday I've observed that before you begin to preach to the congregation, you know, you bow your head in silence. What do you do then?" Oh, the dad was so happy. He said, "Oh, Junior, come here. I'm so proud of you that you can observe what your daddy does every Sunday." And he said, "This is what I do. Every Sunday, before I begin to preach, I bow my head. I pray to God and say, 'God, give me good words so I can give a good homily, a good sermon, and a good preaching.'" And the son said, "Oh, how come God does not answer your prayers?" "Because you give a bad homily." Sometimes in our lives, we need to do what I call a reality check. A reality check is something when we sit back, we ask ourselves, "Am I doing the right thing?" On a day like this, as we begin the season of Lent, I invite you, my friends, to think about our lives as Christians. How has the journey been so far? What can I do to improve? Because today is Ash Wednesday. And guess what? I love Ash Wednesday. Lots of dramas about Ash Wednesday. Things happen on Ash Wednesday. It reminds us of certain things. Our mortality and our sinfulness. Mortality is that we know that some days we will die. Our sinfulness, I know we are not perfect. Sometimes we do things that are contrary to the teachings of the gospel. Then we'll go back to God and we say we are sorry. Every year, for the past 5 years, today's Ash Wednesday, every year, a day after Ash Wednesday, there's somebody who always come to me, maybe on a Thursday morning. "I want ashes." On a Thursday morning, when you see me next time, ask me, I will tell you. For the past 5 years, after Ash Wednesday, on Thursday morning, somebody will come, or maybe Thursday afternoon. I say, "Can I have ashes?" I said, "No, it's called Ash Wednesday, not Ash Thursday." Last year, a lady came, you know, Thursday morning, I was getting ready to go to work. She said, "You know, I missed Mass yesterday, I missed ashes yesterday. Can I have it?" I said, "No, it's called Ash Wednesday." She said, "No, I can still have it." I said, "No, don't worry, the ashes have expired already. Wait till next year." But she insisted, you know, I must have it. So I gave it to her, but you know. But it goes beyond that. So if you are nice to me today, I will give it to you. If you are not nice to me, you know what I'm going to do to you? I will smell your face, then you can look like me. But it's a beautiful day because, as I said, we recall so many things. You know, it's a wonderful time where we have to sit back and think about our spirituality. We think about our lives. We think about our journey as Christians and then ask, "What can I do to effect changes in my life?" When I was a kid, growing up, the best season of the year for me was the season of Lent. You know why? Because I came from a very strict home. My parents were very strict. My mom used to spank us a lot, which we call discipline. I don't feel bad because that really helped me. But the good thing is this. During Lent, no spanking in the house. So we all longed for Lent almost every day. Because you could do something and go away with it. But, you know, after that, oh no, you're in trouble. But as adults, you know, things have changed. For young people like the children, it's a time for them, maybe they want to give up something. As adults, what do? I tell people, you don't give up things as adults. You add on. That's the best way because you add on. When you give up eating chocolate, during Lent. You give up drinking soda during Lent. Then what happens after Lent? You go back to eat soda, to drink soda and to eat chocolate. But when you add on, probably it's okay, during Lent, maybe, you know, I try to go for morning mass every day. You're adding on. During Lent, I'll try to pray my rosary every day. You're adding on. I will try to be nice. I'll try to say good things. So that even after the end of the season of Lent, the practice that you began, what happens? It continues. So when people ask me, what can I do for Lent? I say, do something positive. If you have been saying bad words, you know, maybe you can get a journal. The day you say bad words, you write it down. So after Lent, you know, you go through all these things. It helps you to grow. So anything we do during this season of Lent, this grace-filled season of Lent, is to help us move forward. So if you are giving up something, is it going to help you to move forward in your spirituality? If you're adding up, if you're praying, if you're going for mass every day, is it going to help you? These are things I invite you on this day to think about. We have 40 good days where we can meditate, try to do something very positive. And for those of us who have kids here, it's a time to help them, especially for our children, you know. Like, you know, we encourage them to give up something, you know. When you give up something, you're going to save the money to use it for charity. So in that way, we're helping the kids to learn how to be involved in being charitable. So if they give up not having candy, so you take the money from them, get a piggy bank, put the money in a piggy bank, and at the end of the Lenten season, you know, you open the piggy bank, let them see the amount of money you've collected, then you can give it for charity. In that way, they're learning, they're getting involved. For those of us who are adults, then we try to do something positive. We have Stations of the Cross every Friday. You can say it's come to identify with the sufferings of Jesus. So there are so many things we can do this time of the year. It's a time where we seek God's grace. It's a time for transformation. It's a time for repentance. And it is a time for conversion. That is why, you know, we have ashes and say, remember your dust, and to dust you shall return. In the Old Testament, when you do something bad, as a sign of repentance, you know, you wear sackcloth, you pour ashes all over yourself, telling God you're sorry. So when we have these ashes, it reminds us that we're telling God we are sorry for our past, and we're trying as much as we can to live a good life, knowing that we are not perfect. Only God is perfect. So it's a time to adjust, a time to amend our ways, and a time to be close to God, and a time to pray. So we create more time to be with God, to be with family, to be with friends, so that we can grow in our faith. So we continue to pray for each other. It's a journey. It is not an easy journey, but we can do it. So I am going to ask you, when I put the ashes on your forehead, then I want you to answer yourself. I'll say, will you turn from sin and be faithful to the gospel? We're going to ask you that. If you don't want to turn away from sin, you say no. I will not be angry with you. And if you want to turn away from sin, what will you say? Yes. Are we ready? Yes. God is good. All the time. And all the time?